Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We survived the quake.
Come here. Oh, my God.
The terrifying earthquake that rattled Taiwan. How this American mom got out alive.
It was really scary.
Then blown away by a tornado, and she made it to class on time. Plus,
the passengers stranded on a remote island after missing their cruise ship.
They're back on board.
It's been the worst experience of our lives.
Then, tubing knife attack. On trial for stabbing a teen to death while tubing. Look what happened to him. And the Ozempic challenge. Lime juice and oats?
People swear they could lose weight with this mixture, like a natural Ozempic.
But does it work?
I'm already down around 8 pounds.
I have lost 11 pounds.
Plus, total eclipse frenzy. Whatever happened to singer Bonnie Tyler?
Total eclipse of the heart.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelly in today for Deborah. The videos from that 7.4 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan have millions on the edge of their seats around the world. But what was it like to survive the worst quake in that country in a quarter of a century? We spoke with two people who experienced it firsthand.
Terrified passengers flee as the deadly earthquake rocks a train station in Taiwan. One woman tries to find shelter under a row of seats. Here, a building collapses in a cloud of dust. Bottles go crashing to the floor and light fixtures shake at this restaurant. Factory employees scream and take shelter under their workbenches. Water sloshes out of a swimming pool. And here, it pours out of a rooftop pool down the side of a high-rise building. It's a similar scene at this canal. Passengers go flying on a moving train. These cars are barely moving along the highway. Look at them bouncing. This was the scary scene inside a house as the 7.4 magnitude quake struck. Imagine being on this bridge as it sways.
Come here.
You can sense the fear as this American mom, on vacation in Taiwan, clutches her daughter. We spoke to Sakura Siegel and little Ayla today.
It was really scary because I want my daughter to be safe and she's my top priority. And I don't know if the house is going to collapse.
This YouTube personality, known as Prozzy, shot footage inside his apartment. He spoke to Allison Hall.
And what did it feel like to you?
It was probably a good 60 seconds of violent shaking, and then aftershocks have been lasting all day.
As the dust clears, this building is left leaning precariously. And look what remains of this elevated highway.
Wow, and back here at home, tens of millions are dealing with severe weather, including tornado watches in 9 states. This student was actually knocked off her feet by the strong winds, but incredibly, she still made it to class. Les Trend has details.
It's the sound of a tornado as it's about to rip across a college campus.
and this student is caught in the middle of it. She's swept right off her feet. Madeline Brangers was on her way to class at the University of Kentucky when the tornado nearly carried her away. We spoke with Ethan Ferry, who shot the extraordinary video.
We were trying to, like, yell at her in order to get her in, and I don't even know if she really could even, like, hear us yelling until finally she looked over and realized that we were inside trying to get her into safety.
It left Madeline with a nasty injury, but get this, she still got to class on time. In Indiana, a dad found himself driving through a tornado with his two kids.
The wind became so strong that it actually rotated my vehicle 90 degrees there to the right.
West Virginia also got slammed.
Holy
A twister launched tree limbs into the walls of this house.
Dude, it's stuck.
Look, there's a hole punctured right through the playroom.
More than 32 million people were under a tornado watch during the storms. We've told you about that group of cruise passengers who were left behind on a remote island off the coast of Africa. Well, after 6 days and great expense, they are back on board the ship, including this couple who says their dream vacation turned into the worst experience of their lives. Lisa Guerrero reports.
Those cruise ship passengers who found themselves stranded on a small African island have finally rejoined the Norwegian Dawn. They were left behind on the remote island of Sao Tome off Africa last Wednesday. Only now, after a six-day odyssey on land, sea, and air, they finally reboarded the cruise liner in Senegal. Australian Viola Sanders and her husband Doug say the entire experience was a nightmare.
It's been the worst experience of our lives to be abandoned like that in a strange country. Can't speak the language. It's Portuguese and African. We have no money. Our credit cards aren't accepted.
Violetta can be seen struggling to get on board the tender boat on Sao Tome, only to be turned back by the captain of the Norwegian Dawn, who refused to let them back on his ship because they were an hour late. Americans Jill and Jay Campbell from North Carolina were also stranded. They have also reboarded in Senegal.
I believe that they really forgot that they are people working in the hospitality industry, and that really the safety is and the well-being of their customers should be their first priority.
Meanwhile, this American, 80-year-old Julie Linkoff, continues recuperating from the ordeal back home in San Francisco. Her family says she fell on the island and was also left behind by the Norwegian Dawn. Like the Australian couple, she found herself stranded on the island without cash or a working credit card. Her daughter is thanking the Campbells and the other passengers for coming to her aid.
She was not able to speak. She didn't know where she was. And they found her hotel rooms. They paid for everything. She had no money.
So what are the lessons learned? Are there definite do's and don'ts if you plan on leaving a cruise ship for an excursion on land in an exotic location? Les Trent spoke to travel expert Pauline Frommer.
Is there an obligation from the cruise ship to wait?
No, there is no obligation for the cruise ship to wait unless you are taking one of their tours. So they're not fooling around. If you miss the ship, you're on your own.
While Norwegian Cruise Line says it's the passengers' responsibility to get back to the ship on time, they have agreed to reimburse the passengers for the travel expenses they paid to rejoin the ship. What was supposed to be a fun day out tubing on a river ended up deadly after a fight broke out. It got so ugly, a knife was pulled and five people were stabbed, leading to the death of a 17-year-old. As Stephen Fabian reports, the man who pulled the knife is now on trial, saying he acted in self-defense.
Who is that? Who the hell is this?
It's a deadly confrontation during a river tubing excursion.
What are you talking about?
A crowd of teenagers on a tubing trip are haranguing an older man who they say is hassling them.
You looking for a little girl?
Yeah. Suddenly, one teen pushes him down. Then the confrontation turns tragic. You see a knife in the man's hand as he gets out of the water and lashes out.
Woman?
Total chaos ensues as five teenagers are stabbed. One of them, Isaac Schumann, bled to death. The tragic incident took place at a popular tubing spot on the Apple River in Hudson, Wisconsin, about 30 miles from Minneapolis. 54-year-old Nikolai Mew is charged with murder. Witness Alexander Vang broke down as he recalled trying to save his friend Isaac.
I needed to hold pressure onto the wound and try. And drag him to the shore.
He was asked to identify the attacker in court.
It's right there.
Today, pure drama in court as the jury saw in slow motion the moment Nikolai Mew stabbed 24-year-old A.J. Martin. Martin survived and lifted his shirt to show an enormous scar across his abdomen where he was slashed.
Thank you.
The accused, Nikolai Mew, says he was only defending himself that day when he lashed with the knife. He says the 13 teenage tubers had been drinking heavily and that they attacked him. Court TV's Ted Rollins is following the trial.
He can effectively get up there on the stand and say, I was scared. As soon as I fell into the water, I thought I might drown.
Many have wondered why Mew had a knife with him while tubing. In his opening statement, his lawyer said it was to cut the twine being used to tie the tubes together. Did he or didn't he? At a campaign stop, former President Trump announced he had personally spoken to the family of a 25-year-old woman allegedly killed by an undocumented migrant. But the victim's family says the call never happened.
The family of a young woman who cops say was murdered by an undocumented migrant is blasting Donald Trump today for claiming he spoke to them.
She was a beautiful, beautiful young woman.
At a campaign event in Michigan, Trump used the death of Ruby Garcia to highlight his top campaign issue, border security.
They said she had just this most contagious laughter, and when she walked into a room, she lit up that room. And I've heard that from so many people. I spoke to some of her family.
But Ruby Garcia's sister says no one in her family has spoken to Trump or anyone from his campaign.
He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he had said that he has spoke with us.
Ruby Garcia was shot to death 2 weeks ago in Grand Rapids, allegedly by her boyfriend. Her slaying has not received the same national attention as the murder of nursing student Lakin Riley, who was beaten to death allegedly by a migrant from Venezuela. Lakin's family has confirmed they met with Trump, but Ruby Garcia's family says Trump never reached out to them. We asked the Trump campaign for a comment, but they declined to respond.
She was a beautiful, beautiful young woman.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who served 7 years in prison for plotting the murder of her abusive mother, dropped a bombshell when she said she was divorcing the man she married behind bars. But does she already have a new guy?
Does Gypsy Rose Blanchard already have a new boyfriend? Gypsy Rose met him for lunch and then both got matching tattoos. His name is Ken Erker, and he was once actually engaged to Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose broke off the engagement when she was in prison for conspiring to murder her abusive mother. She admitted in her Lifetime docuseries that she still had feelings for him.
I have always had a difficulty letting go of my ex-fiancé, Ken.
So, are they back together? Ken Erker's mother tells People magazine they are not back together. Ken is just being a supportive friend to her, and that's it. Sir. Gypsy Rose announced last week that she and her schoolteacher husband, Ryan Anderson, have split.
The countdown is on for Monday's solar eclipse, and if there's an anthem that goes with the event, there's no question it's Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. Now the untold story of the song and its singer.
A total eclipse of the heart.
Get ready to hear this song a lot these next few days.
I don't know what to do. I'm always in the dark.
It's Bonnie Tyler's 1983 smash, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Bonnie celebrated the last eclipse in 2017, singing What Else?
Nothing I can do. Total eclipse of the heart.
She performed on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship along with Joe Jonas. The ballad is one of only a handful of music videos to be streamed more than 1 billion times on YouTube. And it's number 9 on Billboard's top 20 karaoke songs of all time. 40 years after its release, 72-year-old Bonnie Tyler says she still gets excited performing Total Eclipse of the Heart. Next week's eclipse will last about 3.5 to 4 minutes. Bonnie Tyler will still be singing when it's over. Her song runs 6 minutes and 58 seconds. A total eclipse of the heart.
During the 2017 solar eclipse, sales of the song went up 500%. Tomorrow, we'll have an exclusive report about next week's eclipse. Here's a preview.
Total Eclipse glasses. How do you know what you're buying? Next in Sun Edition, this guy was selling 500 pairs of eclipse glasses. But are they the real deal? Find out what NASA told us.
Why won't you talk to us if these are legitimate?
Watch the next in Sun Edition.
That's next time, and here's what's still ahead today.
Next, the Ozempic Challenge. Lime juice and oats?
People swear they could lose weight with this mixture, like a natural Ozempic.
But does it work?
I'm already down around 8 pounds.
I have lost 11 pounds.
And actor Michael Douglas, the DNA test.
Wait till you hear who he's related to.
This is cool. This is so cool.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you were thinking of trying Ozempic to lose weight but are skittish about injections, there may be another option that doesn't involve needles. It's called Ozempic, and Megan Alexander is here to tell us all about it.
It's the viral weight loss challenge blowing up social media.
I'm going to challenge myself and see how much I can lose.
TikTokers are gulping down a blend of oatmeal, water, and lime juice.
We're going to try the Ozempic. Ozempic.
You heard right. It's called the Ozempic Challenge. The name is a play on the diabetes medication Ozempic that millions have been using to drop pounds.
This claims to make you lose up to 40 pounds in 2 months.
I have lost 11 pounds on the Ozempic diet.
I spoke with Elizabeth Salgado, who has been downing the beverage for the past week and a half.
I drink it every morning once a day.
So you still have a lunch and a dinner?
They're not big meals. I stop eating at 6 p.m.
I've been doing the Ozempic diet for 11 days and I've lost around 8 pounds and I'm very satisfied.
Brandi Frazier says she hopes to lose another 30 pounds.
The Ozempic drink is helping me hold over my appetite to my next meal. It fills me up.
So how do you make Ozempic? Half a cup of oats, 1 cup of water, then squeeze the juice from half a lime. Then we're going to blend it all together. Okay, let's give it a try. It's not bad, kind of bland.
But is it good for you?
Ozempic is being promoted as a meal replacement, and it really doesn't have the balanced nutrition that you would expect from a meal or even a protein shake with a wider variety of foods.
So will Ozempic be replaced by Oatzempic?
I think Ozempic might be here to stay. I don't think that Ozempic is here to stay.
Before trying any diet, experts say always check with your doctor. We'll be back with more Inside Edition after this.
Still to come, actor Michael Douglas, the DNA test.
Wait till you hear who he's related to.
This is cool. This is so cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Michael Douglas just got a surprise that made his jaw drop.
Whoa.
Oscar winner Michael Douglas is freaking out.
This is wild.
He just found out he has a new cousin, and you'll never guess who she is.
The 79-year-old star appeared on last night's episode of PBS's Finding Your Roots, where Professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. made the stunning reveal.
You're kidding.
Your DNA cousin is the actor Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, that's Scarlett Johansson. It turns out both Douglas and the 39-year-old Avengers star are part of the same family tree, sharing common DNA lineage through Johansson's mother. The Hollywood veteran says he is eager to meet up with his new DNA cousin.
Well, I look forward to seeing Scarlett next time.
Yeah.
It's Iowa! And the ratings are in. It's official. An astonishing 12.3 million viewers watched Monday night's showdown between LSU and Iowa, the highest ratings ever for college basketball on ESPN. The game saw Iowa's Caitlin Clark go toe-to-toe with her LSU rival, Angel Reese.
Just amazing. And as you may know, Iowa won in a 94-87 victory. When we come back, a new version of the Can-Can Dance. Finally, here's a new way to go viral. Perform the Can-Can Dance like never before. Some fancy footwork. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.